Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Right? And you do that by getting informed. I know that I say this pretty much every segment. Part of it is because I want you to get it. I want you to do it. I don't want you just to hear it, nod your head, think it's a great thing. Right? But just do it. Go to those school board meetings. Go to the city council meetings. Make a difference. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You had dueling, what do I want to call them? Dueling presidents today. There were about 300 miles apart. And in reading some of the stories that went out, the thing I very much enjoyed, really did, was people were saying that the differences between the two was Joe Biden went there and really didn't listen. Right? Didn't listen to what they had to say. Right? And Biden, as far as he's concerned, he's upset that the Republicans won't give him the power to do something he already has the power to do. Now, is it dementia? No, I have to ask. Because, you know, they're so much smarter than we are. You know that, right? They always tell you that, so you have to believe that. So the reality is, again, he goes there. He tells them how, you know, remember, there's nothing wrong. The border's secure. But he's got to do something with it. So he says, as soon as Republicans give him power, well, he's got the power to shut the border. We know this. The head of the union that represents the Border Patrol agents across the country exploded on President Biden during a Thursday press conference. He declared the agents were mad as heck and blanked over his policies that allowed the situation at the border to deteriorate so badly. National Border Control Council President Brandon Judd appeared alongside former President Donald Trump in Eagle Pass, Texas, which he described as the epicenter of the border crisis. Now, Biden held a dueling event a few hundred miles away in a less affected Brownsville, Texas. He said, sir, I want you to know your agents, my agents, they're mad as heck, absolutely mad that President Biden went to Brownsville, Texas, rather than going to Arizona, rather than going to San Diego, California, rather than coming to Eagle Pass, Texas, which has been the epicenter. No, no, Biden went to the easy spot, the spot that didn't have any real trouble. Again, do they care? Or are they just trying to make it look like they care? Judge said the trip allowed Trump to see how his policies work compared to those implemented by Biden, and that he had clarity on how to expand them should he be elected president in November. He said, your agents, they're teed off. Border Patrol agents are upset that we cannot get the proper policy that is necessary to protect human life, to protect American citizens, to protect the people that are crossing the border. We can't do that because President Biden's policies continue to invite people to cross here. Now, thank goodness we have a governor like Abbott. Thank goodness we have somebody that's willing to run for president of the United States, forego everything else he's been doing to serve the American people. I mean, think about it. Right? They have been, the National Border Patrol, they've been all over this forever. Right? Telling you, keep our name out of your mouth. That's what I said to Biden. This was hours before the president was due to meet with officials at the border and urge passage of a Senate border. It's a political stunt. He's got the ability to shut it down. He's got the ability to stop all this madness. And they think by saying it, by getting you to almost believe it, by pushing you, you're going to believe it's all the Republicans' fault. If your IQ is that low, please don't vote. No, I mean that. This is how bad it's getting. You have got to pay attention. I'm only saying, because, again, I know some of these people. They're telling me what's happening down there at the border. It's very scary. And I mean very scary. It's like a wide open door. And you can just keep coming in and just keep coming in. Not a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, get involved, get engaged, get informed first, right? So that you can help with the problems, fix the problems, speak to the problems. Joe Messina, your host. Let's see if Alfonso Rachel can calm me down a little bit. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me.
With me? Try it in English, Joe. With me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation so that you're part of the solution. And I know, here we go, right? Same mantra. But you know what? I say this all the time. Hopefully you guys will kick in and actually do something. Yeah, you heard me. Now, some of you are already doing something. All right, I got it. That's great. That's really cool. Some of you are sitting back on, gee, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you better start knowing. Because frankly and honestly, it ain't going to get any better. And you need to step up, and you need to make a difference. It's really that simple. I know somebody who makes a difference. My buddy Zoe. Yeah, you do. And you know you do. Anyway, always a pleasure to have him with me. And that man, he's out there. He's out front. He's in the middle of the battle. Well, you're in Texas. You got it easy. Except when it gets cold and it snows or something, then you ain't got no power.
And then we've got that, you know, not only the pouring in of maybe some snow and some rain, we've got a pouring in of illegal immigration.
Pouring. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. They are coming in.
Yeah. So, no, they're not. Don't you watch TV? You know, you don't have any problems with it.
No,
you don't know that? Oh, okay.
No, I mean, I've heard.
It never ends. I mean, the horse manure never ends. It just keeps coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Indeed it does. But listen, the you must have felt it in the air today. Mm-hmm. You had dueling presidents in your state. Mm-hmm. You had one, Joey B.,
a disturbance
who went to one of the most soft spots they have, you know, for entry, and Trump went right down to the war zone. And the Border Patrol's down there yelling at Biden while they're with Trump. I got to give him a lot of credit for that, because you know they're going to take a lot of gruff, right?
Yeah, indeed they are. But, hey, I guess that's just part of standing for what's right, man.
Yep. So, I don't know if you saw the clip last week with the woman at CNN commentator who just said that basically, if you believe in Scripture, you're a Christian nationalist. If you actually believe the Scripture in that book that you read, you're a Christian nationalist. Now, hopefully,
I am the poster child. I'm the poster boy.
Then you must, yes, you are definitely. Oh, no. You're not. You got to be a white Christian. That might work for you. Hold on. You got to hear this. Hold on.
Not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalists is very different, mm-hmm. is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God.
Yeah. So.
Woo!
So, okay. Apparently our founding fathers were white Christian nationalists. Mm-hmm. I think they wrote that, right?
Okay.
I mean, there's more and more of these people cropping up all over the place. And young folks and others and uninstructed Christians are believing these nut jobs.
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on for, I mean, even longer than America's been founded, man. This idea of where rights come from. You know, and the Lord spells it out exactly where they come from. And like I was saying, man, if you want to know what a Christian nationalist looks like, hi, how you doing? I'm a Christian nationalist. I'm a full-on, you know, red-blooded Christian nationalist. White supremacy ain't got nothing to do with it. If you are a believer, you wherever you stand, you are an annex of the kingdom. All right, I am a subject of the king. I am a Christian nationalist. And yes, who is the person who writes, who gives the authority on what our rights are? Yes, our rights come from God. What person can you give credit to as far as our creator? What person can you give credit to as far as the one who authors what our rights are? I mean, because is this going to be some sort of divine right of kings where they can dictate to what our rights are and then take them away whenever they please, or decide to when to revoke our rights, you know, all that sort of stuff? These people are nuts.
I get the biggest kick out of this. You know, we have people who, you know, Meathead, you know, right? He's got a movie, I think it's called Christian Nationalists or White Christian Nationalists or something, Supremacist or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at all this, and you have to stop and say to yourself, they have no clue. They take a scripture. They take a piece of scripture. They take, you know, forget the story front and behind. Just grab that one little piece.
Yeah.
You know, that they think they can hang you with. And Taylor Swift, what was it? I think I hit you with this last week, but I heard it again this week, where she's from Tennessee. She's a Tennessee Christian. We're not those kind of Christians. What the heck does that mean?
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. and to Rob Reiner, man, you know, like I was saying on my show to Zoloff, Rob Reiner, when he's talking about he understands Christianity better than Christians, I was like, Rob, I wish you would call me. Call me. Let's talk, and you show me how much you understand about the Christianity. I mean, I'm not trying to make, like, some sort of peeing contest here or anything like that, but seriously, let's talk, and let's really see what you understand about Christianity.
Oh, yeah. No, I love these people, and I feel the same way you do. I sit there and hear them say something that's like, 800, call Joe. Come on. It don't even cost you anything.
Yeah.
Give me a holler. I'll listen. You know, I ain't going to stay quiet, but I'll listen.
Yeah. Rob, Meathead, you heard it. You heard it here, man. You got the number, 800. All joke.
I mean, seriously. You know, you listen to this stuff.
I need popcorn.
Well, yes, right. all right, a little more fun here, right? Mm. The Laureen Bobert, whatever. Her son Tyler was arrested on 22 criminal charges in Colorado. And the left is so unaware of themselves. They're posting all this stuff up about her son. I mean, the guy that has a drug problem.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no humanity there. Mm-hmm. Is this the kind of kid she raises? Look at what her family's like. Right? You're seeing all this stuff. Isn't there another elected official whose son is having an issue with drugs, and we're supposed to be compassionate and understand? Oh, God. I got to go throw up. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Zoe after the break. And that was...
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump both visited the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Biden met with local leaders and Border Patrol agents in Brownsville, while Trump held a rally in a border park in Eagle Pass.
The House is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown Friday night. The bill extends two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills. The Senate is expected to vote on the legislation before Friday's deadline. The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January, aligning with forecasts. The Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated last month that he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
He's probably too young to remember. You know, it's a little bit like the Stoodfulest Strut. You know what I'm saying? You know, Zoe, Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study in the Zoloft. And I'm going to sound like my dad for a minute, if you don't mind.
What happened
to the music? You know, cool bass lines. Right? You know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I hear this stuff say, it's like, that's music? Really?
Yeah.
When did that happen? They must have missed a memo.
Right? I don't know how the cool music of those days, man. You know, we didn't pass that gene on or something like that. We missed the influence or whichever.
I don't know. Is it too goody two shoe or something? I mean, I was watching. What was it, the Temptations? I mean, it was like a Motown hour that I was watching. And you know when they used to have there was like four guys in the band or singers, you know, up front. They were dancing. They were doing the twirling stuff. They were. It was like. Yeah, see, that's cool. That's music. They're pulling, and they're happy, and they're smiling, and it's not nasty, dark music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I tell you what, man. You'd be surprised where some of you know, we think about music like, you know, from like, I don't know, the '60s or '70s and stuff like that. And sometimes we think it may be like, you know, bubblegummy and goody two shoes.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Like, say, for instance, like Christopher Cross. Remember that guy? Really good guitar player. And he had that song like Sailing and stuff. But he also had a really cool song called Ride Like the Wind.
Yep.
And the song is basically about him singing about being a murderer.
Oh. Thank you.
That song is gangster, man.
Although that kind of music for me didn't cut it. Anyway, words or not, it was like too foo foo.
You didn't like the yacht rock?
Sailing away. Yeah, no. Come on, you know the soft guitar sounds. You know, if he did a video at the time, he probably had like candles, you know, around him. Anyway.
All right, folks. Joe is not a yacht rocker. He does not.
You know something? I just learned what yacht rock was about 5 years ago. You know that?
Right.
Somebody brought up that term, and I said, "The heck is that?" Yeah. And they started naming off songs and bands, and I go, oh, my God, that went over my head at about 80 miles an hour.
Right. Yeah, right. On the yacht with your Brooks Brothers sweater on and stuff like that.
Oh, can you see me? Really? Can you see me in one of those? Yeah, no. I had the you know, the white T-shirt. What do they call them? Wife beaters. But I had the T-shirt, and I had the jeans on, and the gold awesome. Chain. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Frankie, we're gonna go over here. Yeah, ain't no yacht rock happening here. Anyway, God. All right, you took me totally off task here. All right, we were talking about Lorraine Bobbitt's son, Bo Bear's son.
Oh, boy.
And how he was arrested, you know, mostly for drugs. And yes, he stole property. Yes, he did, you know what I mean? But it's all drug related. And I'm not giving the guy a pass at all in any stretch of the imagination. But what I really find interesting is she gets tore up for what he does. And Joey B's son, right? You got MSNBC, ABC, DEFG going, yeah, you shouldn't pick on the kid. He's got a drug problem. The guy's got a drug problem. His family loves him. They're just trying to help him. And it's like, oh, wow. If this isn't like shining beacons of dual, you know, right? Think about it.
Oh,
and
sure.
They don't care.
How does that saying go, man? It's like, with Democrats, they cause us to say it all the time. If they had no double standards, they'd have no standards at all. And, you know, and sadly, what's even more sad, man, is when I, you know, in hearing about this, I'm not surprised. I mean, Boebert, you know, forgive me for being like kind of, I don't know a better way to say it. Class isn't necessarily just like jumping off the woman, all right? So it's like, it doesn't surprise me that her kids got some problems. We can be like, hey, Lorraine, looks like y'all got some issues that y'all need to take care of, but we're not gonna let you liberals judge us, all right? And that's the thing about it. That's I hearken back to Paul, where Paul's like, man, why do you let the godless judge your affairs, man?
There you go.
And it's like, look, you liberals, y'all just stay over there, you hypocrites. You got Hunter Biden, man. Hunter Biden has done probably more cocaine than this person can count grains in whatever it is that he snorted. All right? So don't even.
Oh, no. I think this is great. All right. I can't let you get away without talking about Fonnie Willis. Okay.
Nope.
I saw that look. Right? So I'm not following it like Sonya Schmidt is, you know, just paying attention to me. But as I listen and read some of the clips and what have you, they had no quote-unquote relationship. Okay? But the feds found out that there were over 12,000 text messages, over 2,000 phone calls, and apparently the attorney spent almost 40 evenings at Fonnie's address. And I just love hearing them, even when the attorney, the divorce attorney, right, for Fonnie's boyfriend, when they asked him, did he know about this, did he know about that? And they said, well, we have this text message here that says you said this. And the guy goes, oh. Like, oh, my God, they got me. Fonnie's dad shows up, right? He was part of the Black Panthers. I think he was one of the originators of the Black Panthers in L.A. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about the cash. I don't know if you followed this, but apparently her boyfriend, who got the job and got paid from Georgia, he took her on all kinds of trips. They went everywhere together. And she claims, they both claim, that she reimbursed him. So there were none of his funds were paid. Well, how did you reimburse him? Can we see the checks? Oh, no, I gave him checks. I gave him cash. So you paid him in cash. Yeah. So they were asking her, the boyfriend, so do you have receipts for depositing this money in the bank? I'm giving you Reader's Digest version. He goes,
yeah.
No, I didn't put it in the bank. Right? So there's no proof of any of this money moving anywhere. She claims she keeps all kinds of money, cash at home. And dad says, yeah, she's doing what I told her. I always told her, you got to keep a whole bunch of cash. You never know when you need cash to get out of town or do something or whatever. It's like, if this was Trump Jr., you know what I'm saying?
Man, it sounds like this woman's got a lot of sub rosa activity going on. You know, it's like, Are you committing the sin of storing money in your mattress? Where does this money come? Do you just have the Federal Reserve just print money and just send it directly to you where you have no, how are you even getting these funds? And yeah, I mean, it sounds like she's like constantly channeling Bill Clinton or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's got this. Yeah, she's got the language of, well, I don't know what is means. What do you mean is? What's a text? What are you supposed to be meaning by text? What do you mean? And everything is like, you might as well just sit there and say, I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. Because she doesn't want to answer anything. She just sits there and plays dumb, you know?
Yeah. No, I just love it. I mean, do you have a receipt? Why would I get a receipt from him? I just paid him in cash for his I mean, all this stuff that she, as a prosecutor, would use to nail a criminal, she's just blowing off like it's no big deal, right?
Right.
You know that's
how
it would be.
Totally, totally, man. Hey, Democrats, man, they are projectionists all day, you know?
But it's gotten to the point now. They're doing this so blatantly, so in your face, and like your 17-year-old son, you know, oh, what, you know, what do you mean, what? Yeah, I know what you did. When that car left last night, it didn't have any dents or scratches. Came back today, the whole right side's missing. What do you mean, what? That's what they're doing for all intents and purposes, you know?
Yeah, and they get away with it. Hey, remember, Joe, Democrats are the ones who established the invisible empire. They just get away with this stuff, even in plain sight.
Yeah. That's because people, I don't know. I don't know if it's because people are lazy, inherently evil, lying has become part of everyday conversation. I am totally confused. You know?
We read the word, man. We know how this stuff plays out. We know why they do it. We know what the root of it is, you know, and we know the sheep from the goats, man.
Yeah, that's the other thing that I just beat up. I'm beating up more and more on the shows, and it truly is. We've gotten so far away from God, you couldn't hear him if he was yelling at you in some cases, you know? I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. It was that Christian lady, that woman who said that, you know, that our rights don't come from God. It's like, really? Oh. My God, I mean, tell me how many shots of tequila you took to come up with that. That's what I want to know. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Alfonso and Rachel will join us after the break.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Okay, I don't know about you guys, but I love me some Charlie Dan. I mean, seriously. Although he's not around anymore. I mean... If he shows up for concerts, you might have a problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. But no, he's a great musician. I always loved him. And, you know, Alfonso Racel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time. I love musicians, you already know this, that are having fun. You know, they don't look so intense when they're playing and all that. Dude, have fun. Have fun with it, and then everybody else will have fun. Like the bass player for Chicago. Even if I don't like the song, I like the song. Because he's having so much fun at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Peter Cetera, have you ever seen, speaking of having fun, there's a video of Chicago being the studio band with Al Green.
Yeah.
And they're doing a cover of, a rendition of I'm So Tired of Being Alone. It's fabulous, man. So good.
Can you imagine having them as your studio band backup?
Mm.
they're the B band for all intents and purposes. Like, oh, yeah, okay, right, sure. I love bands like that. Not that other people aren't musicians, but, you know, you're talking about pulling together horns and drums and brass and all of that together. I mean, that's kind of...
Sure.
It's a lot harder than people think it is to get everybody working together and grooving together without having any major, you know, hiccups.
It is, man. And I mean, and like I said, the beauty of that video I was just talking about, you could just tell that Chicago is just like having a blast, you know, backing Al Green, and Al Green just, you know, the reciprocity in there of like, you know, they really making some good music, you know.
Yeah, the what was the other thing? I remember the first Earth, Wind, Fire and Chicago concert I saw.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Right, and there, yeah, I didn't think, because I had been to dual concerts before, I didn't think they were going to show up, like, together, right? You know, one plays a set, and then the other one comes out and plays their set, and, you know, kind of ends there. But the very last set, they got together, and they were playing, and the drummers they weren't fighting each other, but you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You had all that brass, you had all that fun, and I'm going, you know, this is so cool. This is so great to watch these guys together having a ball, playing off each other, and just enjoying the music they were doing, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Craziness going somewhere to happen. Anyway, I had so many stories for you, and then I just forgot. Because we got
to Chicago.
Well, we got to talking. And again, when you look at what's going on out there, I could be having a field day with all kinds of stuff. The Democrats put out a piece that said that the reason, I never really knew this, I'd heard bits and pieces of this, but apparently in the days of old, like in the 50s and early 60s, not very old, but old, Latinos or you know, Hispanics, when they had babies, if their baby was too dark when it was born, dark-skinned, they would be upset because they wanted the baby to be lighter-skinned. They wanted to fit into the, you know, American way of life. They wanted to be Americans, if you would. And I know, ridiculous, but it was still, you know, the way people thought. So this Democrat, when you found out that the black community and the Hispanic community are very much now jumping the Dem ship and going Republican, what do you think they do? They're starting to write pieces on these left-leaning publications that say the only reason the Latinos are jumping ship and going to the Republican Party, ready for this, is because they want to be seen as white.
Okay.
So apparently the whole Republican Party is white.
Yeah.
So, but they plant this stuff. They put it out there. They publish it over and over and over, you know, and they tweet it out or X it out, whatever the heck it's called. And if I was a Latino, I'd be all over this, like white on rice, going, really? That's all you got? Are you serious? But it's right up their league. It's exactly how they do things, isn't it?
Oh, totally, man. Race baiting with the Democrats Party is at their very beginning. I mean, even in the 1800s, just like you're saying right now, what, you got these Mexicans and blacks going on because they want to be white. But you know, when the Democrats were wanting to secede from the Union. And Northern Democrats, too, they would put up posters saying the Republican Party is the party for the Negro. You know, it's like if you're voting Republican, you're just a bunch of N-word lovers. You know, that's how they treated people. And, of course, even when they founded the KKK, the KKK was going out committing terrorism against Republicans. And it didn't matter what color you were. White Republicans, they was lynching them, too. You know, because that's who they hated. They hated Republicans because Republicans were the party for the N-words, the party for the Negro, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I always get a kick out of when I start reading some of these stories, and I see where the left is going, and then I start seeing the comments below those stories are always, you know, I wish I could read all of them, because, you know, you got people that are hard left, and I go, yeah, right on, you nailed that, and the whole, and then you got people, obviously, from the right, or maybe even more moderate Democrats going, really, how does that make sense? What about this? And what about, and then they eat that person up, you know, like ants all over rot. So,
you know, and their answer to this all the time is, well, you know, the parties have switched sides. It's like there was no party switch. You know, it's like the parties didn't switch sides the way that you guys think that people can switch genders, okay? That's not what happened. And don't get me wrong. I mean, today's Republican Party is something that I barely even recognize anymore. Yep. And in a lot of ways, they act like a bunch of Democrats. But in terms of this organic or generic, I mean, because a lot of this, the gaslighting has become so bad with mainstream conservatives, where it's like, with Republican voters, where it's like, yeah, it's, you're making it much more easy for people to believe that the parties have switched sides. But like I said, this is a forced facade of what that is. The gaslighting that Democrats just constantly do is making it look that way.
Yeah, I get a kick out of that. I really do. You know, you're so right. I get a kick out of that because that comes up on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And so, but I'm a little more simple, more of a simpleton. And I say, okay, so tell me when that happened, because you had, you know, think about the days up to JFK. Was JFK really a Republican? Is that what you're telling me? Okay, well, no. You hold him up as a god, so he can't be a Republican. All right, so let's move forward a little further, just a little. Let's go to LBJ. You're telling me he was a Republican? You guys love him because, you know, according to you, you know, he was one to put the welfare in place. He was one to do all this stuff to help the black community. So was he a Republican that helped the black community? All right, well, I guess no. All right. Maybe it wasn't him. Let's go to Jimmy Carter. You know, the guy that refused to spend the money to build a high school for blacks on the same side of the street as white kids because they might bump into each other. They might touch either. Anyway, so I'm trying to figure out where this switch took place.
Yeah.
And did we all go into a coma for like 24 hours while it happened? Or
right. Yeah, they try to attribute it to the Southern strategy, but somewhere between Lee Atwater, somewhere between Barry Goldwater, and it's like in the code words that they put out there, none of that stuff really happened. You mentioned LBJ. The only real Southern strategy that there really was from LBJ, who said, I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years. And we're, what, 50, 60 years ago now?
Oh, you know, and I got to put up with this another 150 years, dude. Really?
Yeah, you still got the majority of black community still voting Democrat, just like LBJ said. So that was the Southern strategy that really worked. This stretch to try to make it about Lee Atwater's Southern strategy or Barry Goldwater. Barry Goldwater's Southern strategy was so successful with this big party switch. Well, I guess Barry Goldwater would have been president. He didn't make it. So.
No. You're going to bring logic to the party. They're not going to play. You already know that, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, I've asked you this before, and I've had people ask me really a lot. And you know, they say, look, you talk about this. I talk about it with you. I talk about it with Sonia. I actually talk about it through other articles. And they say the same thing. How do you get the black community, not so much to jump ship and go to the Republican Party, but to actually see what the Dems are doing to them, that they're not their friends, that they're not there to help them?
Well, the thing is that it doesn't work that way either. To just assume that you got to see what the Democrats are doing. You know, we've talked several times about like what happened in Israel. Israel saw what Egypt was doing, but yep. Even when they got liberated, what did they want to do? They wanted to go back to Egypt.
That's true.
You know? And blacks saw what the Democrats were doing during the 1800s. The Democrats were the ones who demanded to keep slavery legal, Dred Scott decision, you name it, to disqualify the personhood of black people. And Republicans came and liberated them, and blacks went right back to the Democrat Party. It takes more than just showing them that the Democrats are evil. There has to be something that gravitates them and keeps them from not wanting to go back, to say, hey, man, this, check out this new thing you found. Check out this new jam. This right here. You want this. Right? Republicans ain't really doing that.
Yeah, we're slow. All right, before we go, I got to give you a giggle before we go, okay? The Wizard of Oz, Mary Poppins, movies like that, are going to be reclassified because of their offensive language. And they want people to know before they hit the theaters. This is hilarious. I'll do more with you. I'm going to pull up a couple more of these, but I just find it's amazing that they got to pick on these movies. I never remember anything offensive. Anyway, Alfonso Rangel, check out the Zoloft, Zopian Den, Anti-Funny W Bible Study, and BlackSerpentMedia.com, right? .com. BlackSerpentMedia.com. If you don't know how to spell it, I don't know what to tell you. Be back.